Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, August 22nd, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. Meta has officially announced that it is launching a much more capable web app for Threads, and it is rolling it out over the next few days. Threads spokesperson Christine Pai tells The Verge you'll be able to post, interact with other posts, and look at your feed. However, you won't get all the features available in the mobile app. Pai states that you can't edit your profile or send a post to Instagram DMs from the web. Still, the bare-bones functionality of the new web app may encourage those who spend much of their time in front of a browser to use Threads more often. In an effort to gain UK regulatory compliance, Microsoft is restructuring its proposed $68.7 billion Activision Blizzard acquisition deal to transfer cloud gaming rights for current and new Activision Blizzard games to Ubisoft. This restructured deal would not allow Microsoft to release Activision Blizzard games exclusively on Xbox Cloud Gaming or exclusively control the licensing terms of Activision Blizzard games on rival services. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority will assess the reworked deal over the coming weeks and deliver a decision by October 18th. According to Reuters reporting, the UK's competition regulator has cleared Broadcom's $69 billion purchase of VMware following an in-depth two-phase probe. Back in July, the Competition and Markets Authority provisionally cleared the deal, stating it would not weaken competition in the supply of critical computer server products. Based on an idea Elon Musk says comes directly from him, X plans to remove news headlines and text in shared articles to make posts look more compact and to fit more of them on the portion of the timeline that appears on screen. It's also very much possible that X is implementing this change to encourage not just news organizations, but also individuals to write media posts on the website itself. X also says that it fixed a bug that broke links and images in pre-December 2014 tweets, which was widely reported over last weekend. X says in a post, "Over the weekend, we had a bug that prevented us from displaying images from before 2014. No images or data were lost. We fixed the bug, and the issue will be fully resolved in the coming days." There are no details mentioned in the post about what the bug was, when it started happening, or why it will take an unspecified amount of time to resolve. IBM announced today that it is selling its weather unit, including the Weather Channel, Weather.com, Weather Underground, and Storm Radar, to tech-focused private equity firm Francisco Partners. As part of the deal, IBM will retain access to the company's weather data, which it uses to power some of the artificial intelligence models it sells to enterprise clients. The sale, estimated to be valued at more than $1 billion, aligns with IBM's strategy shift as the company narrows its focus to key drivers such as software, cloud services, and AI. Microsoft is bringing the popular programming language Python to Excel. A public preview of the feature is available today, allowing Excel users to manipulate and analyze data from Python. You can manipulate and explore data in Excel using Python plots and libraries, and then use Excel's formulas, charts, and pivot tables to further refine your insight, explains Stefan Kinnerstrand, General Manager of Modern Work at Microsoft. Now you can do advanced data analysis in the familiar Excel environment by accessing Python directly from the Excel ribbon. Following a similar move by TikTok earlier this month, Meta has confirmed that Facebook and Instagram users in Europe will get the ability to switch off personalized feeds before the Digital Services Act's August 25th deadline for compliance. Under the DSA, larger social media platforms and search engines must offer a choice of non-algorithmic feeds where content sorting is not based on user tracking. Instead, content could be displayed based on a time that a post was made or ranked by local popularity. And finally, Charles Martinet, the longtime voice of Mario, is retiring after 27 years. Martinet first voiced the iconic character starting with 1996's Super Mario 64 and was also the voices of Mario's twin brother Luigi and villain Wario. Although Charles is stepping away from recording character voices, he is moving into a new role of Mario ambassador and will continue to travel the world interacting with fans. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.